Well, good morning, and pleased to see you. Now we're going to start our worship with songs of praise. Not songs of praise. We will have a little bit of song, please. Thank you.
Yes, we're going to begin our first song this morning with Fill This Place, reminding us that we're here in with God's Spirit with us this morning as we worship.
Faces. I think when you on this angle, you can see more people actually. And so please, the minister David has sort of asked me to do 2 weeks when he's on holiday. But next week we'll be away. But anyway, good to see you. You know, I'm in sort of here every now and then. But good to see many of you here this morning. Well, we'll have a chance to worship together. So I'd like to call to worship. There's a responding reading as well, please. Call to worship. Come into worship and see what God has in store for us today.
We come to you, gracious God, for you are faithful.
Show us together, please.
Show us your ways and lead us in your paths of truth. We lift up our souls to you and praise you always.
The opening prayer, shall we pray? Eternal God, Lord of heaven and earth, we praise you for you are and for your greatness. Your presence and your power are given to us through your Holy Spirit. Come to us, God of hope. Come that we may marvel at your faithfulness in the past generations. That we may celebrate the new things that you are doing among us today. Come to us, Lord, God of hope. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Now we're going to sing our first hymn, which is 233. I will sing the wondrous story.
Oh,
again, we also have the responding reading of prayer. We'll start with prayer of thanksgiving. Let us come to prayer together. We thank you, Lord God, for you are gracious. You have loved us from the very beginning of time and remembered us when we were in trouble.
We give thanks to you in all things when we have been so caught up with achieving that we forget to take time to be quiet.
Now we will have a prayer of confession. Almighty God, give us grace to lift up our eyes from the routine and every day the way things have always been, to see the worth of each person in your sight. Lord God, give us grace to carefully consider our priorities and measure them against the priorities of the wholeness and compassion highlighted for us by Jesus Christ. Lord, we are ready for new opportunities and confession and fresh responsibility. Thank you, Lord, for pardon and peace. Amen. We come to the passing of the peace. Choose life and we will find peace. Choose unity and you will discover that our differences make us stronger, not weaker. In unity and holy love, choose life this day as we share the peace of Christ with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We will have a little bit of greeting with the peace of the Lord. Now we have our announcement. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our church service today. We'd like to especially welcome Susan and her husband, John. And obviously came to troubleshoot today, so thank you, Susan. Your timing was immaculate. Our notices today, as you know, David's on holiday, and David has organised Aperture for today, and Peter Scott for next Sunday. Congregational meeting, did you make your order of service? The congregational meeting, the first one of the year, will be on the 16th of March. And that will be to elect congregational members to the church council. We're required to do, we have two church councillors coming up for re-election. But as always, new blood would be very, very welcome at church council. The pressure's been taken off a little bit with the full-time minister, so that that has been a godsend. Well, Dave, prayer is on the 7th of March at Chapel Hill, so and it's based on Cook Islands, so read that information in your order of service. Dave's also asked us to remember our Monday prayers, and also let you know that he's not returning from his cruise for his Wednesday coffee and chat, so that's not on for the next 2 weeks. Please, if you know anyone who might benefit from the Uniting Blue Care grief and loss program. David and another minister will be running that. It's a small group activity, so there's only six participants plus the two facilitators. There is information at the back if you would like to take that and pass it on to someone you think might benefit.
First School and Classic concert is coming up. Tickets are available today, so your discounted three tickets and also single tickets are available from Rosemary today. And Jenny, there's a bit more. Jenny was has been helping over a period of time, have found accommodation. So that is wonderful news. I believe that's all. Enjoy the service. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to sing again, please. 442, All Praise to Our Redeeming Lord. Thank you, Jenny.
You can lead my people out of his country. But Moses said to God, I am nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you, and when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be the proof that I have sent you. But Moses replied, when I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of our ancestors sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? So what can I tell them? God said, I am who I am. You must tell them, the one that is called I am has sent me to you. The next one in the New Testament is Luke 18:35-43. This is Jesus heals the blind beggar. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, there was a blind man sitting by the road begging. When he heard the crowd passing by, he asked, what is this? Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, they told him. He cried out, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. The people in front scolded him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, son of David, have pity on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the blind man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Sir, he answered, I want to see again. Jesus said to him, then see. Your faith has made you well. At once he was able to see, and he followed Jesus, giving thanks to God. When the crowd saw it, they all praised God. And the next one is from 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. but to keep me from, this is Paul, but to keep me from being puffed up with pride because of the many wonderful things I saw, a painful physical ailment which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. 3 times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked him to take it away. But his answer was, my grace is all you need, for my power is greater when you are weak. I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Rosemary. I'm sure that for many weeks now that our minister, Reverend David Savage, been wonderfully not only preached, but has also encouraged us to pray. Prayer is a way to communicate with God, to express not only our thoughts, but it's also our feelings. History tells us that in all religions, we want to feel close or closer to God. Closer to our belief is a way of giving thanks. A young lady said, Lord, I'm not going to pray for myself today. I'm going to pray for others. But at the end of her prayer, she added, and give my mother a handsome son-in-law. We just can't seem to end our prayer without asking for something for ourselves. Let us pray. Ask God to guide our understanding of His Word. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, the Lord of my rock and my salvation. Amen. I'd like to more or less know, together we will walk through the biblical theology regarding how does God answer our prayer. Because it is the kind of thing that somehow, I don't know about confusion, but it's a lot of things that we're wondering, how can we copy, why can't God do the same thing for me, just like for other people? And then we heard other people say other things. So what is the theology of God answer prayer? I think out, in order for us to be able to remember, I think out the 3 I's, or 3 in. So the first I that we have here is intervention. When God reaches in and takes us out of our predicament, or sadness, troubles, difficulties. We have here in Gospel Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43, at Jericho, we have this blind man. He couldn't see, but he's willing to line up just like everybody else, knowing that Jesus is going to pass by Jericho. And his name is Jesus of Nazareth. So I waited, and it made a little bit noise. Because it's scary. Is he here yet? I've been waiting for many, many hours. So people are beginning to shout, and they shout louder. So he shouts, Jesus, have mercy on me. Please help! And then look at verse 40. Luke 18, verse 40. Jesus said to him, your faith has healed you. Then and there, his eyes opened. Now, is that his faith, or whose faith? It's not only his faith, but his faith in this Jesus that he ever waited for ever so long. It's the Jesus of the Messiah, the Jesus of Nazareth. It was the Messiah's power that had healed this blind man, that he is able to see. God performs miracles. He works. And our circumstances changed. Changed for the better. A woman left a big diamond ring at the hotel. When she got home, she remembered her ring and called the hotel manager. She told the manager what happened, and the manager went to look for it. And the manager found it and put it in a safe to make sure that it's going to be there. And returned to the phone to tell the good news. But she had hung up. And that's the situation of so many people. They couldn't wait. They are not willing to wait on the Lord. We come back to this blind man again. In verse 43, Luke chapter 18 again. When all people saw the miracle that this man was blind, now he can see. What a joy! What else they would do? They praise God. Now, I've been here with the church now. It's amazing that people are telling me how this church prayed for them and they got from their serious, on the issue of their health or the issue of life. So it's just wonderful to see that the church is not just only we gather together. We pray, God listens. And God doing what best for any parent can do. And what a joy to know that this church, that we are a praying church. And our ministers also see that vision, having this prayer course every Sunday. And when we are at home, we know that we are not alone, but somehow the church prayed for them. So that's the first eye. Intervention. Now we come to the second eye there. Interaction. When we look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. We will see that intervention, God, this time God did not help people by his mighty act of power, but he worked in and with and through Moses. What God tried to do, just like our church here, we call the roster, participation. Many hands make the work go lighter. And I'm sure Wendy's sitting there and smiling. Moses hesitated. His ability to confront Pharaoh successfully and to lead the nation out of slavery in Egypt. Friends, we all know we have our Pharaoh too, haven't we? We've got our doubts. We got our fears, and we don't know how that's going to happen. But God responded this doubt, fear, this objection with two promises. Have a look at Exodus again, chapter 3, verse 12. This verse 12 there are two things that God promises. Promises number one is His personal presence. I will be with you. It's amazing in Hebrew the word Yahweh is the Hebrew word just like verb to be. I am. Christmas time we have God is Emmanuel. It means God with us. This one, Yahweh, God is who He is. Wherever God is, wherever Yahweh is, who else that we need to fear? What else we need to fear? He is with us in that moment. I am Yahweh would be with His people in their time of trouble and need. What a joy to have Yahweh. I am what I am. I was a Buddhist. When I grew up, my grandfather gave me a Buddha. And I said, don't lose it, because it's good for you two things. You'll be protected, and then you will have the charm. That everyone, when they look at you with the Buddha, with his things there, they will love you.
Man, I wouldn't lose for anything. For the second one, not for the first one.
So, what God and I said to Moses that, don't fear, man. I'll be with you because of, that's what my name, Yahweh. But the second part is very interesting. The word habat, Hebrew word, it means two things. The word habat in verse 12. Firstly, it means not only worship. If you read back in Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 says, Israel has been slaves of Egypt. The word slave there, and the word in Exodus chapter 3 verse 12, the second part, and you shall worship God on this mountain. That mountain is Mount Horeb. So that word Horeb is mean slave, but it also is mean worship. So what God said to Moses is that, but now you're going to worship me. Not only with you, not only you. Sad to say, you know, Moses couldn't get into Mount Horeb. He died beforehand. But his people, instead of become children of the slaves, they are children of God. Daughters and sons of God. I wonder, who do we slave? Who do we serve today? Do we serve God, or do we serve the Almighty? We serve now somehow Pharaoh. So it's amazing to see, you know, that God not let these people do the possible thing. And He empowers you and me to do the impossible thing. It's not much different as a good parent. We get our kids to say, well, you do the bed and do your own dishes. And we're going around now, we have to do it a second time. But at least they know that they can't sit there just like a Buddhist monk, not doing anything. They learn how to help. Well, that's a wonderful God. He interacts with you and with me. Let us not be like this man who was lost in the deep wood, in the jungle, or in the forest. Later, he describing his experience, he told how he frightened so much and how he prayed so hard. Did God answer your prayer? Someone asked. Oh no, was the reply. Before God had a chance, a tour guide came along and showed me the way to get out. That's the kind of thing that we don't want to copycat, because this is not thankful or grateful or growing in Christ and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Two eyes so far. Intervention, interaction. Now we come to the third one, in or in. Inspiration. You see, God does not change circumstances. No, God enables us to change the situation. But God simply moves inside of us and something wonderful and beautiful happens. God is making in us a new me, a new you, a new character, a new life. He changes us and he inspires us. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is all you need, for my power is your strength when you are weak. You know how many times Paul in a prayer that he would have that thorn of side removed from him? Not one, not two, three times. You think that man would get sick of it or asking? But he persisted. Three times, the thorn in the flesh. Now I can see, you know, we all smile. We all have our thorn, haven't we? How do we deal with our thorn? And what is it, the thorn in the flesh? Could be one of this, or two of this, or all of this that Paul got. The thorn of the flesh, it could be the temptation, oppositions, chronic sickness, malaria, headaches, or epilepsy. Has to do with the speech, unable to speak. We don't know for sure which one. But suffice to say that Paul considered the thorn as a hindrance or such a humbug to him, prevent him to do more or wider ministry or effective ministry. He would pray to God to remove or to answer his problem. But God gave him grace instead of removing his thorn. The Greek word here, grace, is archai. The word archai here, translated, means sufficient or enough. It's sufficient providing that contentment to his life. It's just like when you, sometimes when she got the pain in her leg, that she got this spray called painkiller. You spray it, and 5 minutes, you know, it's as good as gold. And we come back, spray again. Where is pain? Why, we ask? And that word there in Greek is so important, so interesting. It's hyperairo. There are two words put together. Hyper is a preposition. Airo is a verb. Hyper is made above or beyond. Whereas the verb airo is made lift up or rise. Put together, exceedingly uplifted, conceited, or too proud. In verse 7 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 7 says, to me from being, to keep me from being puffed up with pride because of the many wonderful things I saw. I was giving a personal, painful sickness which acts as Satan's messenger to keep me from being too proud. So that Greek word hyperairo, there are twice happened in this verse, verse 7, the beginning and the end. To keep Paul humble, of being crowded, not pop up with pride. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God did not change the situation of Paul. Instead of, he changed Paul. There's a story about three men in a boat, fishing boat. Not yours, Rob. They were singing, but the first man couldn't pray. He couldn't pray because he was an atheist. The second man couldn't think any prayers were suitable for the singing bowls. So the third man prayed. We were in a big mess, God. Please help us, and we will never trouble you again. Friends, we cannot limit and expect that intervention is the only way that God works. God does not that opportunity for us to interact or to participate with Him as He answers our prayer. And then lastly, God works in Paul's character and life, so we can see the inspiration of God's grace as He answers Paul's prayer. Billy Graham said this, I imagine I was in heaven, walking along with Angel Gabriel, and said, Gab, what is that big building there? Angel Gabriel said, you would be disappointed if I tell you. I don't think you want to see it. But he insisted that the angel Gabriel need to show him. So he decided to do it. The angel Gabriel, floor after floor of beautiful gifts, all wrapped and ready to be sent. Gabriel, what are all these? Angel Gabriel said, I thought rather sadly, we wrap all these gifts, but people never call for them. Sisters and brothers, God answers prayer by intervention, interaction, inspiration. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer, our constant prayer. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Now we shall sing our hymn for the offering, which is 572. Heavenly love abiding.
Thank you.
responding prayer of dedication. Let us come to prayer. Holy Lord God, today we would thank you for life.
We would praise you for your goodness to us in every area of life and your blessing into the lives of others.
We bring our love offerings as an indication of our desire that all of life be dedicated to you. Help us to give and help us also to find joy in giving.
Accept our gifts and use them in a way that will glorify your name
and take the message of Christ Jesus to many who need our Savior. Through Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
We think about our prayers for ourselves and for others today. We've had a lot of work done at home recently. It's made me think about our hands and what we do with our hands. So there's a little bit of a focus there. Let us pray together. Dear God, help us to be grateful for the simple things in ourselves and others. Remembering that Jesus in his life here was a carpenter, we thank you for our hands, useful in so many ways. Woodwork, building, cooking, painting, gardening. Some hands are used for intricate surgery and others to comfort children and friends. Some hands are used for repairing or keeping in touch through writing or typing. We thank you for strong hands that can lift and carry, and we thank you for hands that are worn and stiff from many years of service. We also thank you for the benefits in the world around us that make our lives more convenient, like the electricity that we only truly appreciate when it cuts out, as nearly 900 people in houses along Kenmore Road rediscovered last night. That reminds us of the families in North Queensland who are not only without power but also cleaning up from one flood with uncertainty about other weather events on the horizon. Help us to think carefully about how we can maintain the conveniences of our modern world without causing negative consequences for others who share this planet, and even for our own children and grandchildren in the future. We are anxious, Lord, that instead of leaving this world a better place for our children and grandchildren, we may be virtually more damaged. Remind us constantly that we are standing on your holy ground, and help us to touch the earth lightly and nourish, not destroy, what you have given us. We are also anxious because the news brings us frightening stories of conflict and hate and wild announcements that ignore the rights of others. We know that your answer to a world that was dominated by power and might and harsh cruelty was to send Jesus, who embodied a gospel of love and compassion. Remind us that our hope is always in you, and help us to keep looking for reflections of that hope in the enthusiasm of young people supporting environmental causes, in their courage setting off on new ventures, in the amazing tenacity of communities that pick themselves up and help each other through tough times. Teach us to see your hope in those people who are not able to do what they once did, but who keep contributing time and effort and prayer for those in their close circle. Please bless all students and staff now settling into the new academic year. We ask your blessing on all our Refresh Shop volunteers working their way through boxes of goods, but who still have time to listen to people who need to be heard. Bless all those groups meeting in our community centre, building friendships in games, sharing creativity or exercise, supporting each other through the consequences of foolish choices. We also now name in our hearts those individuals known to us and to you who are in particular need of your strength right now. Dear Lord, prevent us from walking through our days with earbuds of apathy, blocking out the vibrancy of the life around us. This week, please make us constantly mindful of the needs and opportunities and blessings you give us as you walk beside us. Now let us join together in the prayer taught by Jesus on earth. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Dawn. Now we're going to sing, stand up and sing, if we can, the hymn, the last hymn, 588, In Heavenly Love Abiding. Benediction. Know the peace of God, comforting our fears. Be ready to forgive speak out for truth and justice. Follow Christ, who bring us perfect peace. And now the blessing. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you forevermore.